This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Quentin Kent joins me on the long line. He is a professor of politics at Christopher Newport University. He's chair of the Department of Government there, and it's an honor to welcome him back to the program. Quentin, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well. It's good to be here.
Absolutely. Thanks for joining us. So the you emailed me recently that the campaigns are really starting to heat up. A lot more people are paying attention. It's making bigger news. What is the state of the race for governor here in Virginia?
State of the race is things are tightening up. I mean, it's not quite dead even, but, you know, if the polling that's been coming out in recent days is any indication, things are McDonald's 10, 12-point lead, 14-point lead at times has closed to a 4-point lead, 5-point lead. Cree Deeds has really tightened the race up. And the race is tightened up because of the Bob McDonald master's thesis revelation that was really brought forward by the Washington Post, and the Deeds campaign's hitting him really hard on that. With some commercials and with appearances, and so that, I think, has really caused it to tighten up. And it's post-Labor Day, so more and more people are paying attention, and the reason for that is, you know, everybody's back to their routine. The kids are back in school. Everybody's getting up at the same time. They're getting home at the same time. They're on a regular routine, and when regular routines come back to our lives, we have the ability to pay attention to the news more. And this is what we have started paying attention to: Bob McDonald and his position on abortion, and Creed Deeds wants to raise taxes.
There you go. Political scientist Quentin Kidd is my guest. He's with Christopher Newport University, a regular guest on this program, and has been for years, and we're honored to have him with us. So we're watching, and we interviewed Amy Gardner of the Washington Post, the reporter who broke that news about this master's thesis.
Yeah.
But Quentin, don't you think it's interesting that we're seeing that the whole Creed Deeds campaign is becoming this master's thesis? It's very interesting. It's a very negative campaign. Is there another way to put it?
No, you're right. You're right. Now, the Deeds campaign will tell you that they have plans and proposals and reasons why people should vote for them. It's just that none of their plans and proposals ever got a lot of traction. And what this master's thesis charge against McDonald will allow them to do is cause voters, potential voters, to stop, pause on Bob McDonald, and pay attention to Creed Deeds. My gut tells me Creed Deeds can't win by telling voters that they shouldn't vote for Bob McDonald, that he's got to give voters a reason to vote for him. But what they've gone hard on right now is telling voters why they shouldn't vote for Bob McDonald. They tell me that they are going to shift. As soon as they do the damage to McDonald, they're going to shift their message pretty strongly to, here's why you should vote for Creed Deeds. But right now, they're in the process of pounding McDonald.
Yeah, and we're talking with Quentin Kidd of Christopher Newport University. And just from a down and dirty campaign 101 politics, we have to admit that, you know, hitting McDonald on this master's thesis, they're getting enormous traction. I mean, their numbers are going up, and McDonald's numbers are going down as a result.
That's exactly right. Negative campaigning works. It works because it really turns supporters of, say, in this case, Bob McDonald, it causes them to pause or turns them away from Bob McDonald. And, you know, in particular, I think the last time we talked about the middle-aged professional and young woman in Northern Virginia who would be the constituency that decided the race. Well, that's exactly who is leaving Bob McDonald, and they're leaving him not just in Northern Virginia, but in suburban parts all over the state. They're leaving him, so it's working. It's driving people away from Bob McDonald. The question is, can you win an election by driving people away from your opponent?
Yeah.
And you know, we'll know on the day after Election Day whether you can. There have been times in the past when that's happened, but for the most part, you've got to tell people why they should vote for you.
We're talking with political scientist Quentin Kidd about the race for governor here in Virginia. The election, of course, is in November. Quentin, you mentioned these women who are the important swing vote here in Virginia. Let's hear from some of those women in this latest Creed Deeds television commercial, which just launched a couple of days ago. And then we'll hear the response, the commercial from the Bob McDonald campaign. This commercial is called Why Did You? It's the latest from the Cree Deeds campaign for governor.
Bob McDonald, we know what you wrote about working women.
We've seen your ads and heard your excuses.
But your record troubles me.
35 bills restricting a woman's choice.
And you oppose birth control for married adults.
Mr. McDonald, we've read your words.
We've checked your record.
Why did you vote that way?
I'm Cree Deeds, candidate for governor, and my campaign sponsored this ad.
Quentin, the first time I saw that, I was like, oh my gosh. I mean, you can't get any more hard-hitting than that. It just shows women from all walks of life, all colors, shapes, and sizes, just staring into the camera like angry.
It's a very powerful ad, and it's powerful for a couple of reasons. It portrays normal people. You know, 90% of women in Virginia can watch that commercial and relate to the women in the commercial, and a large portion of those 90% can also relate to the anger, the frustration, and the message. But it also hits Bob McDonald on his excuse or his explanation, which is my views have changed, because it says, look, we saw what you wrote. We've read what you wrote, but we also know how you voted. And so it's really a 1-2 punch in a lot of ways.
Yeah. Now, this next ad we'll hear is from the McDonald campaign. It actually predates that commercial, but in many ways is a response, because it is a response to any accusations dealing with this master's thesis. The campaign has called this ad Protect, and this is a current running television commercial across the state from Republican nominee Bob McDonald.
Attacks on my character over a decades-old graduate school paper have raised questions about who I am and the kind of governor I'll be. I believe in strong families and raising 3 daughters to be independent, professional women. As Attorney General, I strengthen domestic violence laws and crack down on sexual predators to protect women and children. And 90% of my proposals pass with strong bipartisan support. My plans will create jobs and build roads and put more money into the classroom. That's who I am, and that's the kind of governor I'll be.
And there's the current ad running for Bob McDonald. And the images, of course, most of the image time is him in a blue shirt with a tie, you know, really a tight close-up. Otherwise, it's pictures of him with his family and mostly with his wife and his daughters, one of whom, we should point out, is a veteran of the war in Iraq.
Yeah, and I like McDonald's commercials generally. I think he's really got a sharp image. He's got some sort of internet-esque qualities, and so I like his commercials. But as a response, it really doesn't directly respond to the allegation. What it does is it sidesteps the allegation and says, it doesn't address what I wrote or how I voted, but here's how I feel, and my family is kind of evidence of that. And it doesn't directly speak to the women who are leaving him, and I think that's the problem with that commercial as a response to the charges.
What do you think the McDonald campaign needs to do, Quentin? I mean, what is the message now that needs to get out? That needs to get out ASAP.
It's really hard to run from your past, and what McDonald tried to do initially was ignore his past. If you remember when this story first broke, when Amy first wrote about it, his response for about a week was, that is 100% unrelated to this election. And that just didn't fly for a lot of people. And so he's then had to turn around and say, well, look, you know, my family is evidence of my of how I'm a modern person. But he never actually says, you know, I don't agree with that, and my votes were wrong, for example. He somehow has to change the subject. And he hasn't found a way to change the subject yet. And there are many ways that it can happen. A Cree Deeds can stumble. He could do something that's a mistake, and the McDonald campaign can pounce on that. Something that Cree Deeds has written or said in the past could call into question something Cree Deeds has done. Bob McDonald could come up with some come to some press conference and say, you know, I was wrong, and I'm not going to be that way anymore. Let's talk about the issues that are really important. But somehow he's got to change the conversation, and he's got to change the focus of the campaign, because the focus of the campaign right now is Bob McDonald's position on abortion, the votes that he the bills he sponsored on abortion. It's his position on contraception, and that isn't a winning focus for him.
We're talking with political scientist Quentin Kidd of Christopher Newport University. Quentin, what were your thoughts about the latest debate, which was held in Northern Virginia? I think the Fairfax County Chamber of Commerce, which hosts one in every run for governor and has for years, did it get a lot of attention? And what were your thoughts about how it played out?
Well, it's a friendly audience for McDonald, and McDonald's campaign has been a very business-friendly, business-oriented, economic development-oriented campaign, and so it's a great place for McDonald because he's speaking the language that Chamber of Commerce people want to hear. And in fact, I think they endorsed him today, if I understood the news right. And it was not a friendly place for Deeds because Deeds hasn't been running that kind of a campaign. And you know, Deeds sort of stumbles around a lot of issues when it comes to transportation and how he's going to pay for it and that sort of stuff. And in fact, his editorial, his column in the Washington Post, Cree Deeds' column in the Washington Post today, was the first time where he's sort of clearly articulated to a broad audience that, you know, he thinks new taxes are needed to deal with transportation. I think he should have done that a long time ago. He wasn't as clear and articulate as he could have been in that chamber debate in Fairfax County. You know, it wasn't a draw. McDonald probably wins the debate, but the problem is the focus is still not on the economy like McDonald needs it to be, outside of a room with a bunch of Chamber of Commerce members.
Yeah. Inside that room, Bob McDonald's doing great and is winning, but out on the streets, his numbers are going down.
Yeah, out on the street, he's having trouble. The chamber crowd loves him, and they've loved him, and they'll still love him. Out on the street, he's having trouble.
Yeah. Quentin Kidd with Christopher Newport University is my guest. Last question. Quentin, no matter who wins, Republican or Democrat, the job of whoever wins this thing, it's going to be unbelievable. I mean, folks are saying the economy, you know, the state budget at least, not the economy, but the state budget could be worse next year than it was this year.
Yeah, here's what I don't think people understand, and I don't know if we have time to develop this, but so I'll try to be just real short about it. The state budget is really in a crisis right now, and it's going to be in a crisis for the next couple of years. The reason the crisis isn't as bad as it really should be is that federal stimulus money. For example, most of the state colleges and universities, most of the state public schools are receiving federal stimulus money, and that stimulus money is making it to, so that they don't have to cut their budgets as much as they would have had to. At the end of next fiscal year, that stimulus money runs out, And the state has to cold turkey wean itself from that stimulus money. If we're still running if we're still having budget problems like we're having today, next year and the year after, we've suddenly not only got to deal with a big budget problem, but we've got to deal with a big budget problem without stimulus money that we're using right now to soften the blow. And that's why people are so afraid a year out, a year and a half out, because that stimulus money runs out, and there's no appetite in Congress to renew a stimulus package. So everybody knows that we're just going to have to take the hit, and the next governor is going to have to actually manage it. I wouldn't want the job. I don't know about you, Coy.
I'll pass. One of the best political scientists Virginia has watching the race here for governor, Quentin Kidd at Christopher Newport University. Quentin, we'll talk to you again real soon. Thank you so much.
Take care.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SevillePodcast.com for more.